idea that childbirth is not necessarily a painful experience, and it can be relatively painless from a physiological standpoint. The main cause of pain in childbirth is fear and psychological stress, which worsens the physical symptoms. Thus, hypnobirthing tries to restore a more natural and relaxed process for childbirth by using hypnosis to remove the stress and anxiety from the patient's thoughts. From this perspective, women are well equipped by nature to deal with childbirth in a painless process. But fears and anxieties lead to heightened physical responses which cause pain and discomfort. This approach involves breathing and visualization techniques in which patients focus on positive thoughts and mental imagery of themselves having an easy and painless birth. They visualize staying relaxed in labor, thinking about their bodies in position to deliver the baby, and envisioning the childbirth to completion. With practice, they can visualize the process in high detail, with physical sensations and psychological associations, giving themselves the full mental experience of the childbirth. In addition, they practice thinking and saying out loud the key ideas in building confidence, repeating sentences such as, "I relax and my baby relaxes," and "My baby is the perfect size for my body." These sentences are excellent ways to develop confidence and self-belief in the hypnobirthing techniques, allowing the patient to learn through repetition and practice how to stay focused through childbirth. These ideas help to remove distractions and increase focus, making it easier to access the positive thoughts required to relax. Mothers can also learn to use carefully selected language to reinforce positive associations and control negative thoughts. For example, words such as pain can be replaced with positive words such as feeling when talking or thinking about the childbirth. These positive associations make a major difference to the state of relaxation in hypnosis, immersing the patient in a safe and secure state of mind with exclusively positive language and carefully selected spoken cues. Mothers can have more control on their state of mind when they practice using carefully selected language when thinking or talking about the childbirth. Making these changes early and practicing them often can help mothers to keep their concentration through the process, working towards easier access to these positive associations during hypnosis. Thus, hypnobirthing makes use of many psychological techniques in preparing the mother to stay focused and keep concentration, emphasizing the importance of clear thinking and decision-making during the process. Anxieties and stress can be improved by better cognitive approaches to managing these sensations, and hypnobirthing uses a range of techniques to improve the mother's thought processes about the pregnancy. What is hypnosis really? In this section, we'll discuss how hypnosis works and the different ways of hypnotizing a patient. We'll also focus on the history and supporting research studies for hypnosis techniques. Hypnosis is usually performed by practitioners who use spoken cues to lead the patient through different thoughts and states of mind. The main goals of hypnosis include increased focus, concentration, and relaxation for the patient. Both physical and psychological factors can influence the patient's experience of hypnosis. Psychological factors include suggestibility, trust, and focus, while physical factors include breathing rates and relaxation. Practitioners help the patient to adjust these factors to their comfort level, building the patient's confidence and well-being to explore thoughts and association under hypnosis. These techniques work best